I have a question. Do we know where Mount Sinai is? Response by Ray L. Huntington, Assistant Professor of Ancient Scripture, Brigham Young University. Mount Sinai, or Horeb, is mentioned 14 times in the books of Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Scripturally, Sinai was the mountain where the Lord gave a number of important revelations to Moses and then to the Israelites following their miraculous exodus from Egyptian bondage. Among the revelations delivered on Mount Sinai were Moses' prophetic calling to deliver Israel from Egypt. See Exodus chapters 3 and 4. The Lord's appearance amid earthquakes, thunder, lightning, fire, and smoke. See Exodus chapter 19. The Lord's recitation of the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, and Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 10, the Lord's appearance to Moses and the 70 elders of Israel, Exodus chapter 24, Moses' reception of the stone tablets, Exodus chapter 24, and the Lord's instructions for the tabernacle, Exodus chapters 25 through 31. Thus, Mount Sinai is regarded in biblical studies as the Mount of God and the place of divine theophany and revelation. Encyclopedia Judaica, S.V. Sinai, Mount. Yet, despite the importance of Mount Sinai, or Horeb, in the Old Testament narrative, biblical scholars are not in agreement regarding the mountain's location. Much of the confusion is due to a lack of geographical information in the biblical text. For example, Exodus simply informs us that Mount Sinai is in the desert of Sinai. See Exodus chapter 19, verse 2. This lack of geographical information is significant, for Mount Sinai was along the route traveled by the children of Israel after their exodus from Egypt. But the book of Exodus also does not tell us where the Israelites miraculously crossed the Red Sea, or in which direction they traveled once they were on the other side. Consequently, it is difficult to determine if Mount Sinai is, for example, in the north or south of the area we call the Sinai Peninsula, or located in another region of the Middle East, such as Arabia. Thus, at least 20 different mountains in the Sinai Peninsula, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia have been identified as possible locations for the Mount of God. Religious and secular scholars typically refer to three specific geographical areas as probable locations for Mount Sinai: southeastern Sinai Peninsula, northwestern Sinai Peninsula, and northwestern Arabia. Let's look briefly at each of these locales. Southeastern Sinai Peninsula. According to the so-called traditional route of the Exodus, after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they traveled in a southeasterly direction until arriving at a mountain traditionally identified as Jebel Musa, which is Arabic for the Mountain of Moses. See site labeled Mount Sinai on Map 3 in the LDS edition of the King James Bible. Jebel Musa is an impressive mountain composed of granite stone and rising 7,500 feet above sea level. The traditional association of Jebel Musa with Mount Sinai dates back at least to the early 4th century A.D., when Helena, the mother of Constantine, erected a small church at the mountain's base. The Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible, S.V. Sinai, Mount. But it was the practice of Helena to select sites based on Christian traditions predating her time. Therefore, the early Christian community may have linked Jebel Musa in the Sinai Peninsula with Mount Horeb even before the 4th century A.D. The connection between Jebel Musa and Mount Sinai became firmly established when the Byzantine ruler Justinian, A.D. 527 to 565, replaced Helena's church with St. Catherine's Monastery. Jeffrey W. Bromley, editor, the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, S.V. Sinai. Those who endorse the location of Mount Horeb in the southern region of the Sinai Peninsula often validate their claim by referring to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2, which indicates that Horeb, or Mount Sinai, was an 11-day journey by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea, located in the northern Sinai Peninsula. This description is regarded as tending to favor a mountain in the south of the Sinai Peninsula. This site was made popular in Cecil B. DeMille's movie The Ten Commandments. northwestern Sinai Peninsula. Yet, according to other scholars, after leaving Egypt and crossing the Red Sea, the children of Israel traveled in the northern region of the Sinai Peninsula. Those who accept the northern travel route usually place Mount Horeb near Kadesh Barnea, which was an important settlement for the Israelites during their 40 years in the Sinai wilderness. The mountains in this region, usually identified with Mount Sinai or Horeb, are Jebel Helal, located 25 miles west of the Kadesh Oasis, and Har Karkom, situated between Kadesh Barnea and Eilat. Scholars who favor Jebel Helal, or Har Karkom, as Mount Horeb, often refer to the events described in Exodus chapter 17 to bolster their claim. Shortly before arriving at Mount Horeb, the Israelites camped at a site called Rephidim. See Exodus chapter 17, verse 1. Because of the arid climate and lack of water at Rephidim, the Lord commanded Moses to smite the rock in Horeb, which miraculously provided water for the thirsty people. Exodus chapter 17, verse 6. Following this miracle, the name of the place was changed to Meribah, which is a Hebrew word meaning to complain. Exodus chapter 17, verse 7. In a similar incident recorded in Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 13, the Old Testament text locates Meribah within close proximity to Kadesh Barnea. Further, a passage in the book of Numbers also locates Meribah close to the area of Kadesh. See Numbers chapter 27, verse 14. Thus, if Meribah, which was Israel's last station prior to arriving at Mount Horeb, is in fact near the oasis we call Kadesh Barnea, it naturally follows that Mount Horeb would be located somewhere in the northern region of the Sinai Peninsula. However, those who oppose the location of Mount Horeb in this area refer to the statement in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2, which says that there are 11 days' journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. Since Jebel Helal, the claimant for Mount Horeb for this position, is only 25 miles from Kadesh Barnea, which is hardly an 11-day journey, this mount's location is not felt to be in full harmony with all of the Old Testament text. Northwestern Arabia. According to the Apostle Paul, a knowledgeable student of the Old Testament and an apostolic servant of the Lord who lived 2,000 years closer to the historical event than we do, Mount Sinai is located in Arabia. Galatians chapter 4, verse 25. In fact, some scholars have associated Mount Sinai with several large mountains in the northwest region of Saudi Arabia, as well as mountains along the southern border of Jordan. Those who prefer this region as the site of Mount Horeb support their claim by pointing out that the land of Midian, which was the area Moses inhabited after marrying one of the daughters of Jethro, is to the north and west of the Gulf of Aqaba, in what is now the country of Saudi Arabia. See map 3. Consequently, when Moses led his father-in-law's flock to the mountain of God, or Sinai, Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, it was in the Arabian territory of Midian and not in the Sinai Peninsula. A second argument for locating Mount Horeb in this region is derived from several poetic references in the Old Testament linking geographical locations in the area of northwestern Arabia with Mount Sinai or God's symbolic home in the wilderness. For example, the book of Deuteronomy records, "The Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir. He shined forth from Mount Paran." Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 2. Seir is the mountainous region located in the territory of Edom, which was located northwest of the Gulf of Aqaba on the Red Sea. In the Song of Deborah and Barak, "The Lord wentest out of Seir and marchest out of the field of Edom. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel." Judges chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Similarly, the book of Habakkuk records that God came from Teman and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3. Teman, which means south, was another name for Edom or part of Edom. The International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, SV Sinai. Thus, a number of Old Testament references and a New Testament reference associate Mount Sinai, or God's dwelling place, with locations in northwestern Arabia and the southern regions of Jordan. Yet, despite arguments that would place Mount Sinai in one geographical area over another, to date it has not been possible to locate it with any degree of certainty. No archaeological evidence has been found to sustain the claim of Jebel Musa in the southeast of the Sinai Peninsula, or to sustain Jebel Halal or Har Karkom in the northwest of the Sinai Peninsula, and the case is similar for possible candidates in northwest Saudi Arabia and southern regions of Jordan. Further, the text of the Old Testament does not give us enough information to clarify the matter. We know only that 1. Mount Sinai was an 11-day journey from Kadesh Barnea. 2. It was located in a desert called Sinai. And 3. The Apostle Paul said it was in a region referred to as Arabia. Gospel topics: Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai, Old Testament, Scripture study. End of I Have a Question. Do We Know Where Mount Sinai Is? Response by Ray L. Huntington.